Thursday is the day we read from your comments.
And we received quite a few on our series about life on the Mississippi Delta.
Makia Love lives on the Delta in Indianola, Mississippi. She writes, I was moved by your piece on the economic decline of the region. The harsh, unjust legacy of sharecropping is evident in every Delta town, but the people here persist as they always have. I teach elementary school and am saddened by the fact that many of my students will have to leave their homes in the Delta in order to pursue their career aspirations. Thank you for bringing attention to the plight of rural Americans in a way that no other media outlet does.
Tony D'Ambra sends his comments from farther south, much farther south, Sydney, Australia.
I found the segment informative, entertaining, and moving, he writes. I couldn't have had a greater sense of place and of people's lives, even if I'd been there myself.
NPR's Joseph Shapiro introduced us to a group of disabled World War II veterans that came to Washington, D.C. They left their nursing homes to see the World War II monument. Joe Williams of Fort Worth, Texas, says the piece was a driveway moment for her.
She writes, when the Sun was describing the changing of the guard at the Tomb of the Unknowns, the hair on my arms stood up as I recalled watching the same thing a few years ago. I have pondered what it was about this story that touched me so deeply. I think it's because it brought me back to the simple message of America. There are those who sacrificed for us all, not for political gain, but because it was simply the right thing to do. Somehow, that veteran brought that ideal back to me.
Dolores Robinson, who volunteers at a senior center in Huntington, New York, sends this. I loved your report on those veterans. We seniors can do more than we're given credit for. Lunchtime at my senior center sounds like elementary school at noon. We even have a class in tap dancing.
Finally, we've heard from a few proud Texans about our conversation about an overgrown arboreal sign. It's in Murraysville, Pennsylvania, and back in 1947, Ripley's, believe it or not, christened the landmark the world's largest arboreal sign.
Well, Glenn Ray of Cypress, Texas, thinks that that title may be outdated. He writes, I enjoyed listening to your story about the Murraysville sign. However, it most definitely is not the largest now. That title would go to the Leakey, the L-U-E-C-K-E lettering in central Texas, north of Smithville. Each letter is over a half a mile long, and the total name is 3.5 miles wide. The entire Murraysville sign would fit within the middle stem of the letter E in the Leakey sign.
You don't have to build an arboreal sign to get our attention. Just send an email to atc@npr.org. Don't forget to tell us where you live and how you pronounce your name.